Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After the recent announcement from the NCAA that college athletes can now profit from their celebrity status, Governor Henry McMaster signed the Name, Image, and Likeness Bill, which is scheduled to go into effect on July 1st, 2022. Will this turn many of our college athletes into entrepreneurs? Bobby Robinson is an attorney with Nexen Pruitt. He joins us now by phone from his office in Charlotte, North Carolina. Bobby, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me today.
Now, I'm just going to assume that since we are talking to you, that this is something that law firms like yours are going to be or already have started to develop as a specialty that you can help businesses and athletes with?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, Nexen Pruitt is certainly poised, and you'll start to see probably other law firms do this. Name, image, and likeness is a subset of intellectual property, and there are also some corporate components to advising athletes. And so law firms would certainly have these traditional corporate practices and IP practices, but could certainly narrow those practice groups down to advise and support athletes.
And now, do you expect this bill to turn college athletes into entrepreneurs where they have this little business now of managing their name, image, and likeness and creating products and so forth to bring in some income?
Yeah, I absolutely think that to be the case. And we're already seeing it today where a number of athletes are forming business entities. They are, you know, retaining attorneys and CPAs. Obviously, they have to pay taxes on any earnings that are derived from endorsement deals. And so, yeah, absolutely, this is a fascinating time for those entrepreneurs / athletes.
Does this bill change at all the rules regarding athletes retaining an agent?
That's a great question, Mike. So the South Carolina bill, like many other bills throughout the country, does allow athletes to be represented by an agent. Obviously, that agent needs to be in good standing with the state of South Carolina and any other state. But they could also be represented by attorneys who, again, are also in good standings in that state. And what's most interesting about the South Carolina bill is that it also caps the earnings for the agent to 10%.
And so are you seeing businesses pop up now specifically to cater to these athletes, or are they just your general marketing firms that have specialty products and so forth?
No, you're actually starting to see a variety of businesses that may not have traditionally used athletes as part of their marketing campaign. Restaurants or technology startups and things of that nature. We've seen the traditional clothing and apparel or automobiles, and now you're also starting to see banking and financial institutions. So you're seeing these non-traditional businesses move into this space now that athletes are able to engage in the NIL space.
And so what are some important things that businesses in our state need to know before they engage a student athlete in a business like this?
Yeah. So a couple of examples. A business can't force an athlete to shoot a commercial, for example, at the football stadium or to wear their uniforms or things of that nature, nor can they have the athlete participate in what is known as prohibited activities, right? So they can't promote alcohol or any banned substances or gambling or betting. So we want to be very clear about what types of activities they could promote and what would be prohibited.
How about the athletes themselves? What do they need to know before entering into some sort of a licensing agreement?
I think that, you know, they certainly need to be thoughtful about the liability that comes with entering into contracts. These are legally binding agreements that could potentially jeopardize their eligibility if they're on scholarship. But more importantly, it could also render itself from a civil liability perspective if they find themselves in a breach of contract scenario. And so it's certainly important that they seek good counsel, have good advice when engaging in contracts or any other sort of activity that may have a rise of liability.
And so between now and July 1st, 2022, when this goes into actual effect, can athletes go ahead and start preparing?
They certainly should get ready because it's happening. So understanding forming a business entity, contracts and cleaning up your social media, which is very important. So when July 1 comes, they're ready to go.
Well, Bobby, thank you so much for the update and for spending time with us today.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it, buddy.
Bobby Robinson is an attorney with Nexen Pruitt. He joined us by phone from his office in Charlotte, North Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.